Welcome back. It's not Drew and Mike. It is the Mark and Jeff Show. It's got a good ring to it. I kind of like that, Mark.
I like it. I like it. You got that morning voice.
My goodness. Well, you know, I'm just starting to come around. I don't see this time of day a lot. But we have a guest in here today. The Inn on Water Street, St. Clair Inn, Harrington Inn, the Cadillac House. They have one thing in common. They have this man sitting here next to me, Vince Cataldo, the architect from Infuse Architect. How are you doing today, Vince?
Real good, Jeff. Thanks.
So who is this Vince Cataldo character?
Local architect, St. Clair area resident. Been out here for about 23 years, transplant from Macomb County. Fortunate enough to be doing a lot of local work up here as well as some stuff in the city of Detroit. But yeah, super excited about what's happening in our area.
Yeah, really neat. I'll tell you, we touch base, and Mark, I know you get an opportunity because you got a place, if I'm not mistaken, up in there, the Lexington Sanilac area, the Cadillac House. You saw what they had an opportunity to do up there.
Yeah, oh no, beautiful area. But he did glaze over that transplant from Macomb County thing.
Well, Macomb,
I want to go back to that for a second.
Another one that got away.
He's a Fraser Rambler.
He's Ramblers.
Fraser boy. Actually, interesting is that we were kind of talking off air for a second here, but we both graduated the same year.
Yeah.
It's actually Warren Consolidated Schools. Yeah.
There weren't any like Fraser and Warren Rumbles back in
there
the day,
was,
were there?
No, that wasn't a thing for us.
Just checking. Let's go back to that Cadillac House. So won a governor's award for that. What was that all about, Vince?
Yeah, it did. So historic restoration of an old, you know, barn building up there was pretty dilapidated by the time we got into it, but really with, you know, historic tax credits, and which is a common thread in a lot of the projects we're doing up and down the waterway up here. Just put Humpty Dumpty back together again with a lot of respect for, you know, the architecture and details of the era. So our team did the architectural work on it. I also have a millwork shop in the city of Detroit that did a lot of the work on the project. But yeah, it got noticed at the state level for the craftsmanship and work that we were able to do up there. So it was a really good honor.
Vince, you mentioned that. You talk about that historic architect. I mean, when you went to school or your education, your background, how do you do that? In other words, most people, myself, and I got to believe Jeff too, it's like, you know, we look at a building, we say, oh my God, it's beautiful. But how did you realize, okay, back in its day, this is what it was like, and kind of to feel the time of, you know, when you're making these designs to renovate this place, where do you come up with that mindset? Where's your background experience?
Well, it starts with... And these are all historic tax credit projects, so there's incentives at the state and federal level that allow a developer to capture tax credits that are actually sellable on the open market. To do that, we have to establish, first and foremost, a period of significance for the project. It doesn't necessarily mean the year it was constructed or opened, excuse me, but once that's established, any renovations and restorations that are either on the exterior of the building or particularly in public spaces have to be brought back to what would have been done in that given era. So that's really the starting point. We do submittals to the federal government for what our proposals are. They kind of view them, give us back their comments and what they agree with or disagree with. We make corrections if necessary, and then you get on with the construction.
When you talk about that historical piece, now we're going to jump into the other project you're working on, the St. Clair Inn, you know. As I've often said, I'm a St. Clair kid, and you get an opportunity to drive by there and just see what's going on there. $40 million renovation. It is just absolutely unbelievable. And when you walk into the old dining room, okay, that was constructed in 1926, and you look at it, it looks just like, they painted the joint, right? But you want to touch a little bit on that?
Yeah, I think that particular group out of California that's coming is doing that, as well as the Harrington Hotel here in Port Huron, they have a really good mentality about just doing it right. So we've had a lot of people, as you know, Jeff, look at that St. Clair Inn property when it went idle. And I think most of the developers that came in were thinking about tearing a piece of it down, shrinking it back, kind of minimizing some of it so they could recoup their investment back immediately. This group doesn't look at things that way. So we really stripped it back down to its bare walls, all new systems. And with an old building like that, you know, 100 years old, it unfolds a lot of layers as you start ripping and tearing. So there were, I don't want to say surprises, but findings all the way through the discovery process that we had to kind of adapt to and design around. I think, you know, two notables with that project, it literally had to be kind of redesigned midstream. When I mentioned that the federal government looks at these things, the submittal we gave them, documents were completed, construction had started, and they kind of changed their way of thinking. So we had to kind of do a redesign midstream, at least of the addition piece. They thought that some of the detailing and architecture was competing with the original hotel, and they kind of didn't want that. So we took about a 7-day window to kind of do a redesign of the addition piece that's on there, got it cranked out and got it submitted and moved forward. I think the other challenge, and most people wouldn't know it, it's kind of hidden stuff, but it's the ability to try to implement systems, state-of-the-art systems, into an old building of that nature is extremely challenging. So one of my greatest achievements in my mind is that we've got systems in that building that will provide comfort and sustainability of today's state-of-the-art technologies, but you won't see any of them. They're very well hidden. Even the serviceability of those things happen where a service person wouldn't cross the path of a guest as they were coming to work on something. Little thing has nothing to do with, let's say, the eye candy that most people will experience, but the challenges that were brought forth and that were pretty extreme. I think just the way we handled it was pretty innovative.
So how does it, again, credit to you, you were able to get these investors to come in and look and see some properties here, obviously up in St. Clair County, and say, you know what, there's something I want to take on, and I want to try to create an opportunity here. Obviously, it's an investment. They're trying to, you know, make some money off of that investment, but they see some excitement happening here. So the connection you must have with these investors out of California, I believe, I recall you saying it's your state of the county. How do they get connected with you with these projects? And then obviously, you know, credit to you, Vince, they're looking at a local architect and saying, this is the guy we want to use and to try to help create this opportunity here in St. Clair County. How did that come about?
Well, ironically, it was a lawsuit. And they'll tell you the story. They actually had a situation where they had a lawsuit with the previous owner, and they got, as part of their lawsuit, they got the rights to three properties. One is a hotel down by the airport, which is now a Marriott, one being the St. Clair Inn. The second project they have, your third project, is Sugarloaf, and Vince is doing some Sugarloaf up in Leavenaugh up there, county. We got an opportunity to go up there. And I'll tell you, these guys, and when you talk to them about the investment, it's roughly $40 million. Now, I got an opportunity, and Jeff, the owner, had always said, you know, $40 million buys me a corner in Southern California, right? So I got a chance to go out to San Francisco here the end of the month to go visit my sister, and she took me around, and she was showing me different things. And you see that over there, that's $3 million, that's $5 million, that's junkier, that's junkiest, and that's real junk. You know, it's the kind of money that these guys are used to spending in some of these other areas. So they come here, making no mistake, they'll tell you they see opportunity, but then also the collaborative governmental piece of it, right? As you well know, Mark, being in government, sometimes government can get in the way. And I know you're very much so, we got to clear these hurdles. How do we get these investments? And Jeff and Rick will tell you that they're here, that everybody works well together. We're clearing those obstacles and hurdles, and hence they've bought the Harrington Inn. That's another project that Vince is working on. You want to touch base a little bit about the Harrington, what's going on down there?
Yeah, beautiful old hotel, turn of the century. Was most recently a senior citizen retirement home. I, for years, have wanted to put into that building, but just didn't want to walk into, you know, an old folks home dry. So that became available. They saw a need for additional hotel space up here. Just, you know, the St. Clair Inn has just over 100 rooms, 108 beds, I think. When they do weddings, which is what they see primarily that business being able to handle, is that it still has limitations that if you're having a 300-person wedding and you got people coming from out of town, there's still not enough rooms to house all the guests. So they saw this as an opportunity. Again, hence your comment, there's from somebody from Los Angeles, the property values here are opportunities. There's value here. You know, that same piece of property, either one of these things, from the world they're used to, would be six times, seven times, you know, those purchase prices. So the Hotel Harrington, I think, is going to be, in my mind, kind of the grand hotel of town here in Port Huron. We're fortunate enough to have been in at the infancy of that thing, so we were able to do a presentation of the owners from the branding piece, the interiors piece, as well as the architecture. So it's coming along really well. I'll actually be going there when I leave here to do some layout work with the carpenters and whatnot. But beautiful hotel. We expect to have the main floor and the first guest room floor open at the end of the year, and probably somewhere in spring be able to open the property turnkey.
And it was interesting being at your State of the County, and the gentleman had flown in from California to talk about it, and just a conversation with him. It appears as though these are more like just kind of like fun projects. They're looking at this area and thinking, boy, if we had this type of property out here in California or other areas that they do invest, this would be an incredible cost to them, you know, to do what they're doing. But yet here, it's not as costly, but yet they're so excited about what the outcome could be.
Well, and I think one of the other things too, Mark, and you know, we've talked about this, the amount of people. I mean, we look at the Traverse City area, those types of things. That's a beautiful area, don't get me wrong. That's 4.5 to 5 hours all day long. There is 5.4 million people that live 2 hours away from St. Clair County. That would make you the 23rd largest state in the country, larger than South Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana. So people ask me all the time, where do you think the people are coming from? This is not that hard of trip, you know, the 1 day or the 2 day or the little getaway. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be inviting you here to the grand opening. This St. Clair is coming up in September. We're going to be actually inviting the governor to that a little bit later. But it is unbelievable what is going on down there. And I've got to commend Vince Cataldo because I'm a white wall guy. It's hard to envision this stuff for me. When I look at the wall, it's white. You put a picture on it, boy, that looks better, right? You put another picture up, that looks a little bit better. But it's unbelievable to see a guy and just to be a fly on those wall in those meetings to see this whole thing come together. And we'll have you up there.
I'll be there. To your point, that's exactly it. I'm same way. You know, this white wall type of guy here. You know, where you come up with that creative mindset, looking at a facility that was, you know, a historic building or architect, and yet to have that understanding as to how you can make it or bring it back to, you know, that original status. You know, how it looked once upon a time. That intrigues me. You know,
it's especially like for a guy from Macomb County.
That's right. For the record. I just want to fix a road.
Well, maybe not. He's a transplant now out here to St. Clair County. He got smart 23 years ago when he came out this way. But
I did.
No, okay, this is we got Vince Cataldo in the studio here. We're going to take a little break in the action. I'm Jeff Bohm and Mark Hackle filling in for the vacationing Paul Miller here on the Mark and Jeff Show on WPHM.